Hello and welcome to the county seat in downtown Lillington. This is Camel Call Live, and with us tonight, we are so excited as we have two of the best programs on campus as we visit with our men's tennis and our women's golf team. And speaking of golf, we are visiting with the women tonight, but we have some great news to start the show from our men's golf team. Eric Johansson won the Seahawk Intercollegiate Invitational just about an hour ago with a final round 66, his first collegiate tournament win. And up in the pros, former Camel Jesper Svensson won the Porsche Singapore Classic in a three-hole playoff yesterday. That's on the DP World Tour, what those of us of a certain age knew as just the European Tour, but the big one. He won his first European Tour championship, and he is on the top three on the season leaderboard over there in Europe. So amazing stuff going on with golf. And speaking of amazing, get this statistic, folks. Our women's golf team has gone to 11 straight NCAA tournaments. They have won 9 straight Big South Conference titles, now in the CAA, and we're going to talk to three of our freshmen tonight. We'll start off with our two Swedes, Alicia Olsen and Mira Berglund from Sweden. They both join us here now. And Mira, let's start with you first. Talk about how someone, as there's a pipeline going, Jesper, of course, from Sweden as well, how does someone get from over there all the way over here to Buies Creek?
Oh, that's a good question, you know. But I would say, I mean, this is a good school for golf. Like, we have everything we need here. We have good practice facilities, we have good coaches, and both teams are very good. And yeah, I mean, we have we can just bike in like 5 minutes to the golf course. It's perfect.
I will ask the same thing from you, Alicia. How do you get from Sweden all the way over here to Buies Creek?
I would say like Campbell has a very good reputation, and we have had a lot of successful players, and I mean, we have a lot of Swedish players, so it's very attractive to be here, like from a Swedish perspective. And yeah, as Mira said, we have a lot of good facilities, and like the golf program is really good, and our coaches is fantastic, and to have Coach Crooks with like all of his good stuff he has down here, it's amazing.
You mentioned Coach Crooks. I just talked about how wonderful this program is. Coach Crooks is a Hall of Famer, and he has been a Hall of Famer for almost 20 years. That tells you how long he has been here, nearly 40 years. What makes Coach Crooks special? How is he so successful?
I would say that everyone has different relationships with the coach, and when he tells you something, you should probably just listen. You shouldn't argue against him. But yeah, he's a good man, and he's inspiring to have as a coach.
That's great. What do you think about having a Hall of Famer coach you?
I think it's very cool. And I mean, when we're out in tournaments and when he's giving advices, you should like really listen to him, because he has seen so much golf and like been to so much different golf courses, and he really knows them very well. So yeah, it's really inspiring, and you can learn a lot of stuff from him.
Well, we're going to talk about your very beautiful home country of Sweden coming up, but you have been here in Buies Creek in North Carolina, in the south here in the United States for almost a full year now. So your initial impression, some things that you really like about this area.
The weather. The weather is so much better here. And I realized that Sweden is maybe not a country I would live in my whole life.
So the weather really is what you love here.
Yeah, I would say that.
Alicia, how about you?
Yeah, I would say the weather as well, for sure. I mean, we can almost not barely practice outside in Sweden right now. And I mean, to be here, you'll be able to like play tournaments and be competitive all year round, and that's nothing you can do in Sweden.
Food is very different over in Sweden from here. So what are some of your favorite foods from here in Buies Creek?
You mean my favorite food here?
Yeah, your favorite food here.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't say the food is here is so good. But
now, remember, she has not had her first meal at the county seat yet. So after she has her meal here at the county seat, you're gonna say something different. But that's okay. It's very different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different. And yeah.
That's right. Alicia, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I prefer the food in Sweden. But, okay. I mean, I kind of like, they do a lot of chicken here. And I think that's good, but...
We do have a lot of chicken. All right, well, we will shift to your favorite foods over in Sweden. Tell me about what it's like and what you guys eat in Sweden.
I like to eat Italian food. I wouldn't say that's so typical for Sweden, but I like to eat pasta a lot. And the milk in Sweden is very good. Yeah.
Milk and Italian food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pasta lover as well, but I mean... Swedish meatballs can never go wrong. That's a favorite.
So you're not just saying that to make me happy that over in Sweden they do eat Swedish meatballs and they're very good, correct?
Yeah, I really like them.
I just have to say I don't like them.
You don't like it? Okay. No. Okay, so we have 50-50 here on liking Swedish meatballs. Golf. What got you into this great game that you've been playing now and are playing here in college?
My dad got me into my golf. I mean, when I was young, I didn't like it that much. I was hitting a few balls sometimes with him, but I liked to play soccer and I was dancing. And yeah, but then a few years later, when I was 11, 12, I think, I started to play more and then I really got into the sport and I stopped doing everything else. So.
Really? So you liked it that much? What did you like about it so much?
I got this question so many times, it's so hard to answer every time. But because if you're telling someone that you're just hitting a ball and then you're walking and then hitting the ball again, I mean, it doesn't sound that fun. But I mean, when you're out on the golf course, it's like, I mean, every golf course is different and you're playing, your game is different every time and you see beautiful places and it's like a peaceful moment.
Yeah, that's great. That's one of the feelings I get every time.
And you
I
can always get better, like no matter what. You always want to be better.
Yeah, you always hit that good shot and that not so good shot. How do you stay mentally tough so much in this game, especially you all competing at a high level in practice in these tournaments? How do you stay mentally tough?
You're asking me, or
yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't really know if I have a good answer on this question right now.
That's okay, but there's so much to the mental game. That's a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've been struggling a bit for, or lately, but it gets better, and yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. No, that's amazing. That's amazing. When you started playing golf, why did you like the game so much? How did you start playing?
It was my father that was taking me out to the golf course and, you know, just hanging out there. And if you were there, you were like almost like getting an ice cream because you were there and had fun. But like then I started to play some with my friends and we were like a group of friends that were playing together. And then I started to like it more and more and started competing and then I was stuck in the game, I would say, and really enjoyed it. And then I've been playing and playing, and I've been getting better. And then I got into a golf high school, and that was a really big thing for me. And it really helped me to develop my game to be where I am today.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that. You said you got into a golf high school.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So that's mean like we were practicing golf during school time.
This sounds like the best school ever.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Yeah, so I was moving to a different city in Sweden to do that. And you're like getting help. Like I had my coach in my home club, but then I had like three coaches in my high school that we were getting help from, and we learned about the golf game and how to play golf and be better in tournaments and like learn about your own swing and your golf technique and like also the mental game. You get like the whole thing about it, and it gave me so much knowledge that I'm so thankful for, and yeah, that's something I'm going to bring with me my whole life.
That is fantastic. Now you guys have gone over to the college game. What is different about college golf, and what do you like about it?
I mean, the biggest difference is that you're not just playing for yourself. You're playing for the whole team, like, every time. And I feel like that is something I like, because we're doing it together. We're fighting for something, everyone, and...
That sounds fantastic. You really like the team part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun because it's not just... It is you, but you're all going for a score to try to win a tournament, aren't you?
Yeah.
How about you, the transition to the college game? What do you like about it?
I would say, like, being a team and you're, like, fighting together, and every one of us is fighting towards the same goal, and we're practicing together, like we're doing everything together and trying to be as good as we can, and like we're always fighting as hard as we can, and I mean that's just fantastic to be a part of a team that always does everything they can to be as good as possible to bring success to the team.
There is a rich tradition in Sweden with golf, and when you hear one of the many Swedes that have played here on the men's side, but Jesper winning on the DP World Tour, what do you think about that? One of your not only fellow countrymen, but fellow camels winning.
I think that's just amazing, and it's so inspiring, and it shows that like nothing is impossible. We just need like stick to our plan, work hard, and I mean, nothing is impossible. We can be there as well.
No doubt. That is a fantastic.
We have the best in front of us.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. You guys do. And best of, again, like we are not doing this interview in Swedish, and you all are fantastic. When did you start speaking English, and how long has it been?
I mean, in Sweden, we start to learn English pretty early. I think it's like in third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, before I got here, my English was terrible. And I don't say it's good right now, but, I mean, it's much better. And
it's very good, and you've only been here for less than a year.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, next time, I'll try to brush up on my Swedish and ask you some questions in Swedish. But you all are awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be here. And best of luck. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much.
All right, we'll be back. We are talking women's golf. We will be back with Jade Potter after the break. This is Camel Colt Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington. Welcome back to Camel Call Live. We've got a fun night. In the second half hour of the show, we will talk to our men's tennis team. And right now talking to one of the freshmen from our seven in a row, conference champions, 11 straight trips to the NCAA tournament. This is hard to believe. There is just one more tournament left in the regular season, April 7th through the 9th. Our women's golf team we'll travel to Chattanooga, Tennessee to go to the Chattanooga Classic, and then this should be sensational. Down in Southport, not too terribly far away from here, at the clubs at St. James, that's where the CAA championship will be. We will talk a little bit about that and a little bit about Scotland and everywhere else that Jade Potter is from as she joins me right now. And first of all, your coach came up to me and said, we need to talk about all of the different places that you have been. So sort of talk about your world travel and how that got you to this place in Buies Creek, North Carolina.
Yeah, well, I was born in Australia, and after a year of, I guess, my parents living there, we decided to come back to the UK. So lived in England until I was 16, but my dad is Scottish and my mum is from England, so kind of, we travel up and down between Scotland and England a lot of the time. And I moved up to Scotland when I was 16 and attended a boarding school called Loreto, who have kind of like a little golf academy that they specialize in. And we had some really good players up there. So I already was part of a team up there. And now my parents have decided to move back up to Scotland. So that will be my home now. So yeah, Scotland's been a big part of my life. And I've been there for a while, so.
And those that might not be too familiar, there's a big difference. There's a difference in pride of nationality and everything. Talk about the differences between Scotland and England.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Scottish hate the English, but the English like the Scottish. So it's a big difference. But I mean, I'm proud to be from both countries. I represented Scotland internationally, played for them in the under-18s against England, Ireland, and Wales. But yeah, I mean, it kind of depends where you're from, Scotland. But I mean, I say I'm Scottish, and my dad's Scottish, and I think Scotland's been a big part of my life. And I've definitely developed my golf up in Scotland. And yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, and Scotland, of course, the one of the birthplaces of golf. Golf, yeah. has been played there since the beginning of time. Tell me about what golf means to Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, you see golf everywhere. Like, you go to Edinburgh, like the capital city, and there will be golf. Like, I mean, you go into little shops and there'll be ball markers or golf balls or tees, and you can just find it anywhere, and it's a big part of the culture. I'm very lucky to be in St Andrews a lot of the time. My coach, Finton, he's based out there, so I've been able to... I go there quite a lot when I'm back home.
Wow.
And played the old course. And, I mean, I played some of the amazing courses in Scotland, and it's a really special place to be a part of. I mean, St Andrews is the only town where you can actually walk through and see golfers, like, with trolleys and, like, bringing their golf bags through the town. So, it's a great place to be, and, yeah, I love it, so.
The golf courses are very different here. I mean, Keith Hills, it's trees, and it's hills, and it's going back and forth in that. Tell us, for those maybe not familiar, tell us about courses out there in Scotland.
Yeah, I mean, I've grown up playing a Parkland course in England, which, I mean, it's tree-lined, but it's not that tight off the tee compared to Keith Hills. But yeah, the courses up in Scotland, they're all links courses, so, you know, it's all by the coast, all sand-based, and it doesn't get that muddy, but you can hit your ball anywhere off the tee. And depending on the rough, you know, if the rough's pretty high, then you're not going to find it, but a lot of the time, you're pretty safe. So I've definitely had to kind of adjust here and learn to hit the ball a lot straighter off the tee, and I think I did struggle with that a little bit in my first semester, but I think I'm kind of getting to grips with it. But yeah, the courses are just so different. I mean, completely different game, completely different shots. So, you know, it takes a while to adapt. The grass is different. I mean, everything's just slightly different. But, I mean, it's just two different types of the game. And you have to learn to play both. You're going to play tournaments on both. So, yeah, I mean.
When you were looking around for places to come to university and to play golf, what was attractive about Campbell University and this golf program?
Yeah, I mean, so Ashley and Coach actually recruited me up in Carnoustie in Scotland. I was playing the British girls, and I mean, I kind of knew what Campbell was and seen it as a place and seen they were so successful with the women's team and Coach as well with all of his wins. And I mean, I met Ashley, I met Coach, and I mean, I just really liked them as people, and you could tell they really cared for you. And yeah, I mean, it's just great. The facilities are so close to campus. You know, we can bike, we can walk, we can get rides. Like, it's just perfect. And I think it's a very big thing that a lot of universities don't have a golf course nearby. And we have, like, a four-sided driving range, so many putting. I mean, you can hit so many shots around Keith Hills. And I think it's just a great place to be in general.
Coach Cease, of course, it really seems like since she has been here, whether she was coaching the men or the women or both, it really seems like a family atmosphere.
Yeah,
talk about
for sure.
That family atmosphere.
I mean, Ashley has just been great from day one. She's been there for all of us. You know, she helps us with everything, whether it's related to school, whether it's related to golf, literally everything. So I think she was a big part, especially in recruiting. Like, she knew exactly, like, how to help me. And if she didn't know, she would find out. Like, she didn't just leave it. And I think that kind of brings into the family aspect. I mean, all the teams are so close, men and women. You know, Eric just won. Like, all of us are so happy for him. You know, Tommy, the graduate from last year, she's on the Epsom tour right now. She's doing so well. So I think you know, the people that have left Campbell and the people that are still here. It's just a great family, and everyone has something to talk about and help each other out. So.
Well, and what a unique family. I lose count, but between the men's and the women's team, there are nearly double digits countries representative. You have
for sure.
All language, you have all that, and you all have come from literally all around the world to Buies Creek. Talk about that special atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know, kind of... Yeah, I guess in the middle of nowhere almost, and compared to back home, it's very different. You know, I'm used to living by a city, and it's crazy to say that all these nationalities, I know men's tennis are coming on, it's like South African, German, like so many different nationalities in the Creek, and I think it's great, you know, it means all of us are so close, and it's great to also get to know Americans that live nearby, and I mean, it's crazy, but it's so nice to have all the different cultures together, and yeah.
Finally, you know, I couldn't believe it when I pulled up your schedule today, because you guys literally have the largest and the longest schedule of anyone. You don't play every single week, and sometimes you do, but you start in the fall and then you end up in the spring. So you go to Chattanooga in the next couple weeks, and then the CAA Championship. What is the team doing? This is just a couple of weeks away. What does the team do to fine tune for a conference tournament?
Yeah, well, we're really focused, really dedicated. I mean, all of us want to win. All of us want to be there. All of us want to have a great time. You know, we've won conference however many years in a row, and I think it's just a big kind of a step forward that all of us really want to do. And, I mean, practice was so focused. Everyone wants to do so well. We all want to beat each other, but it's great because we all want to be the best, and it's pushing each other forward. So, I mean, we're doing a lot to get prepared, and I think we got it. I think we do.
It's an interesting part of the game because a lot of people don't know, you know, to qualify for each of these tournaments you go on, you play a tournament within yourself. How is that when you're both encouraging each other and then hoping that maybe your stroke is a couple better than the others?
Yeah, I mean, there's always that competition, you know, like you want to beat everyone. And that's just the nature of golf. It's an individual sport. So I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to beat everyone that was out there. but obviously, if you don't make the team, if you don't qualify, you want the team to do well, because at the end of the day, it's good for the university, it's good for us, it's good for our ranking. I mean, there's no negative about it. So, I mean, just, yeah, you do have competition, but I think all of the girls support each other, and there's no kind of hate. Like, outside of golf, we're all best friends, so...
Well, Jade Potter, your English is very good as well. You've been speaking it for a while, definitely. Okay, well, Jade, thank you very much for taking time out. Thank you to our women's golf team. Literally, they just got off the course a little bit ago to come and visit with us. Coming up in a bit, we will talk to our men's golf team. It's a championship night here on Camel Call Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington. Welcome back to Camel Call Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington. In the spring, we are here every other Monday. So next time on April 8th, we have the men's golf team. They will come. They just finished up a tournament today. And women's lacrosse will be on the show. So make sure you have that. If you miss any of this, we always, every week, put it on our Camel Call podcast. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search Camel Call. Now it's time for our men's tennis team. Our men's tennis team, back-to-back regular season champs. The team now on a roll as they get ready for the home stretch. They've won three of their last four matches. And tomorrow at home in Buies Creek on Tuesday at 2:30, they will take on Coastal Carolina Campbell Tennis. It's a treat. They are finally back home for three of their final four matches of the year. And joining me now in all-conference selection last year, Damian Nazar is with us here. And Damian, first off, tell us about the team this year. You've been through a lot with this team. What do you like about this team and these guys?
I mean, first of all, I would say on court, there's definitely a presence that we have as a team overall. I mean, as you've mentioned before, I mean, Campbell Sports is so diverse in regards to where people are from, and I think in the team alone, out of the 10 guys, we have 8 internationals, each from different countries. So I would say the vibe and aura as a team we bring onto the court is one like no other. And I feel that definitely does help with the results. And I feel we as a team are easily able to translate that to off court as well. So for me, this team this year has been really good on and off court. And I feel our chemistry has been as better as ever. So I'm enjoying it.
I mean, I tell you what, when you think about you guys, and I tell anyone, maybe even if you don't know anything about tennis, but if you're a sports fan, you need to go out and see you guys at a home match, because the way you get pumped up before the game, the way you pump up each other, you talk about that. You guys are all from different places in the globe, a lot like the golf team, but you come together, don't you?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think tennis is the reason why we're all here, and academics for some of us, at least. but I mean, really, as a team as a whole on the court, as you said, the tennis matches, I feel, is really a great experience. You're starting to become a tennis fan or known tennis for quite a while, even follow college tennis. I mean, tennis is unfortunately one of the sports in college where it doesn't get that much attention, especially at the lower ranked schools. But for us, we really give our all in our efforts, and we have those solid, consistent fans that come and go. But I think it's definitely a good experience to come watch here at Bruce Creek.
Well, on this men's tennis team, you are both a student and an athlete. Last year, you were named Academic All-District, as well as being first-team All-Big South in singles and doubles, and also on the Big South Presidential Honor Roll. Why is it important for you to get it done, not only on the court, but off the court in the classroom as well?
Thank you. I mean, unfortunately, it comes in the name student-athlete, and student comes first, and I really think from my background in high school how the South African education system is. It really helped me get my foot in the game early and translating into my college academics. I would say I've had a pretty successful career on and off court, and I would say that's due to how I was raised. And I feel that I have to give everything for all. So, we sign a contract, we're here to play, and not only play, but we're here to uphold our academics, and I feel it's my responsibility to do so for both. So that's why it is.
Yeah, you are from a place that's very foreign from here, about as far away as you can get. Tell me about South Africa. What is it like as a country? What is it like as a culture?
I mean, for me, South Africa is such a diverse place. I am really thankful. I mean, one of my best decisions I've ever made in my life was to go back to public high school. I tried private and school for some time, and I was a bit more isolated because where I'm from is a town. I mean, it's isolated, not as isolated as Bruce Creek, but but I definitely have a bit more freedom. So then when I went back to public high school, I really found a good balance between my academics, my tennis, and my social life, which I really thought brought all of them up and made me play well on and off court. So I'm really happy for that. And as a country, I mean, my high school wasn't that big considering South Africa, but we had like 200 people in my senior class, and I mean, just the bunch of cultures, diversity, and it really teaches you, it's really eye-opening, as you have to really be considerate with regards to who's around you, what's happening, and who you're dealing with. So it really, I feel from a young age, you kind of maybe mature a bit more in regards to speaking and acting in a certain way. So that for me, that's what I'm really grateful for, because that's made traveling a lot easier for me, being so diverse. So for me, coming to Campbell, being with a bunch of internationals, I feel I'm kind of already at home in a sense. So I've always enjoyed it, being such a diverse country.
How did you find Campbell, and what was attractive for you here?
So my recruiting process might have been a bit different than others, because unfortunately my senior year of high school, COVID happened. And I had offers on the table from schools that were retracted due to seniors staying back a fifth year and them, some programs losing money, so in regards to the budget. Because for me, what I was looking for in a program was not only tennis-wise, but academics, and also since I am from more of a laid-back lifestyle, that immediately what attracted me to Bruce Creek, in a sense. Just for me, when I spoke to Coach Johnson the first time, I could really tell he cared about me, not only as a tennis player, but as a person. And for me, the way I was raised, I feel that's probably the most important thing, and that's what I could sense what was different. And he had faith in me before I started. He said he was willing to put me high in the lineup, and that's what I wanted at a school. I mean, because our schedule, we really get to play good schools throughout the season. I mean, last week we played Wake Forest, we played NC State, and we get to play UNC, which is top 20 schools in the nation. And so I just think a whole bunch of things, the results, the team, from what I saw, and also the academics of Campbell was attracted to me.
Academics are a big part of it. What is your major, and what do you want to do with that degree?
So my major is economics and marketing. I was recently introduced to economics last year by my favorite professor, which I will shout out, is Professor Steckbeck. He's such a great teacher, and he also really does care for his students, and he did bring economics into my life. Like, I was aware of it, and I was aware of the opportunities it came with, and he really opened up a new door for me in regards to being interested in the subject. And with what I would like to do with it, I would say, depending on my visa status after school, unfortunately, I do enjoy it. I'm not too sure if I'll take it right away, as I will want to give tennis a try for a few months, but that's just, unfortunately, that's all dependent on my visa status and what happens after the year after college, so that's the realistic situation.
How often do you get back to South Africa, and when you do, what are the things you really meet? Yes, we were talking about food a lot. Well, what are the things you have to have when you get back to your home country?
Well, first of all, I just want to say Americans really do like jerky, and unfortunately, I don't. I feel it's really not the case for me. There are a few chocolates that I miss. There's something called Astros, which is like small little nuts covered in like a malted chocolate, which I like a lot. But my favorite thing that I miss would be biltong. It's a form of jerky. It's dried meat, dried beef, and you can have it with different seasonings. And just for me, that's probably the thing I miss the most.
So you're saying if you want to get real good jerky, we think we have good jerky here, but we don't have jerky like you do in South Africa.
It's not even a comparison, unfortunately.
I didn't know South Africa was what was known for their jerky. I know since you've been here for a while, there probably are some things you like, some American foods do you like. What's high on your list?
Well, that's the great thing about being on a traveling team is that we get to experience a whole bunch of restaurants, and our coach, who has been here for 30-odd years, he definitely does know his way around the place, and he always likes to take us. I mean, last week or 2 weeks ago, we were in Virginia, and he took us to something called the Fishing Pig. And I mean, like, if you look at the name, you'll never think it's a good restaurant. But we went there, and it was great. One thing I do love is ranch sauce with my wings, which is, I think, what I ordered tonight. That's definitely the best thing from an American restaurant which I experienced. And I would say burgers here, they really know how to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, they overload it, which for us athletes is sometimes a good thing. So that's what I like a lot.
Well, you will really like the wings here at the county seat, indeed. Okay, you've got just four more matches beforehand. Luckily, we get to see you at home. It's going to be on Tuesday, Coastal Carolina. You go down to UNC Wilmington, Presbyterian at home April 6th, College of Charleston April 10th, and then it's a CAA tournament.
Yeah,
a lot of good teams in the CAA. What do you guys do? What are you doing as a team and individually to really fine tune and peak them?
I mean, in regards to our next four matches, we also have like two or three that's unconfirmed because, unfortunately, due to
a
lot of the weather, we've had three important matches which could have impacted momentum, confidence, belief in the team, and that's where we are. If you see our record of 8-6, I mean, for the past 2 years that I've been here, we may have not had that record, and I wouldn't say necessarily it's a bad one, but I mean, I think we've missed important matches in our schedule which could have impacted our belief and confidence either way. But, I mean, I think as a team, for how we're preparing for it, it's good. We have faith in ourselves and our coaches. And one thing we've really been speaking about as a team is accountability, not only for yourself, but for others. And I think it's definitely paid off in regards to maturity on and off court. And that's where we kind of need in those important moments in these matches. Because the next three matches, some of them are in our new conference, which, as you could tell from other sports, I mean, it's a lot different to the Big South. And tennis is also like that as well. So, I mean, we're actually, I would say, it feels good this year to maybe be the so-called underdog in a sense, because the past few years in Big South, Campbell has been there, it's been present, it's been the big figure. And now this year, I would say, especially for tennis terms, I mean, if we creep in the tournament, eighth or ninth seed, I feel like the March Madness, we can maybe complete a few upsets to hopefully bring us to victory. But, I mean, it's match by match, practice by practice, so that's how we're going to take it.
That's unbelievable. You have been you are an elder statesman now. You've been around here for a while. You're one of the upperclassmen. We're going to have on a freshman in Mateus coming up. What do you like about him? What can you tell us about the young German?
He's looking at me now, so I have to be careful. Coach gave me the option to choose whoever I wanted for this interview, and I did choose Mateus, who we call Marty, because I not only like the guy he is on court, but off court as well. I feel his social attitude and aura really gives a positive one, which I think a lot of people can agree on. And we're making dead eye contact right now, so I'm probably going to laugh. But I just think he's a good guy on and off court, and he's also very diverse culturally as well. And for him to give an opinion on Campbell, I think it's going to be a good one.
Well, that is awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for all you do on the court and in the classroom. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come here.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll be right back. As you said, Mateus is coming up after the break. This is a men's tennis and women's golf takeover on Camel Call Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington. Welcome back to Camel Call Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington. We are talking women's golf in our first half hour. And here in our last segment, we're going to continue with our men's tennis team. They are just a couple weeks away from trying to win another conference title. Back-to-back regular season champions in the Big South and now getting it done in the CAA. And joining me now, one of the freshmen on the team, Mateus Lomfink, as I'm terrible with that. You've got to say your name so you can pronounce it right without my...
Yeah, Mateus Lomfink.
Lomfink. And so, Mateus, thank you so much for being here as a freshman, your first year into college golf or into college tennis. What sticks out to you to it? What do you like about it?
I love my team. I only know them like for 6 months now, but I have the feeling that I know them like for already 5 years, because our connection and our chemistry is very good, and I love them how they are on the court and off the court, and it feels amazing to be around them.
It's amazing when you're a member of a team, especially guys like you. Your team is smaller. They're from all over the country. You spend a lot of time with each other off the court too. Is that a special thing?
Yeah, it's very special. We always eat together in the cafeteria. After the cafeteria, we study together, and we are like almost 10 hours a day together.
You are from Dusseldorf, Germany.
Yeah.
And tell me, what got you into tennis? What started you in this great sport?
I love soccer very much. I was playing soccer like all my life. But then at one moment I didn't like my coach in soccer. So I stopped playing soccer, and my mom wanted me to play a sport. So she chose tennis for me. And then I got passionate about tennis and I kept playing tennis and stopped soccer.
Soccer so big over there in Germany. So who's your team in the Bundesliga?
My team is Fortuna Düsseldorf. They're unfortunately in the second league.
Oh no!
But this year they are going up.
They're going to go up this year. What is the tennis culture like over in Germany?
The tennis culture is very good. It's very bright, and I mean we are playing also team matches in Germany. There are a lot of tournaments. And I mean, here in America, the team matches are more with power, like more emotions. That's what I like here more in America. But the tennis in Germany is very good.
How does someone from all the way over there in Germany end up in Buies Creek? How did you find out about Campbell, and what attracted you to this university and this team?
My coach is a very good friend of my coach now here in Campbell.
Wow.
They're friends, they know each other like for 20 years. They played each other, I think, also in college. And you know, then there I got the contact to Coach Johnson. And I called him, I had very good talks with him. He sounded like a great person, and that's why I chose Campbell.
Now that you've been over here for a while, what do you really like about this country and this area?
I mean, it's a small area, but I love it because when you go out on the campus, you know every athlete, or in the cafeteria, you know like almost everybody, and it's nice to have a small university.
Yes, no doubt. In the classroom, what are you studying right now, and what do you like about the academic side of things?
My major, I am double majoring in finance and international business.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm very interested in business, and I'm planning on pursuing a career also in finance maybe.
Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Okay, over back across the Atlantic, tell me about where you're from in Germany and what you like about that area.
Okay, I was born in Brazil.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah. My mom is from Chile, my dad is from Germany. That's why we live in Germany, and my area is North Rhine-Westphalia. I live in Düsseldorf, and Düsseldorf is a very beautiful city. It's very big, actually, and there's also a Rhine. And yeah, I love my friends there, and I'm always happy to go back.
How long were you in Brazil, and what is that like, having the kind of dual nationality there, a mom from South America and a dad from Germany?
I've been in Brazil for only 3 years, so I forgot to speak Portuguese, but I still speak Spanish because my mom is from Chile, and so we're an international family also.
Wow. So German, Spanish, English. Those are all the languages,
yeah,
you know, huh?
Yeah.
What do you like about each of those cultures, the German culture and your heritage from over in Chile?
The German culture, I like the structure. Germany is very very structured. The school is very good, and I got prepared very well for America. And from the Chilean South American side, I like how all people are, like, people's behavior and people's vibe. They're very friendly. Everybody wants to talk to you. And I love also the South American food.
Yes, no doubt. Do you get over there? Have you been over there since you left when you were small?
I stay a family there over there. My grandparents live there, and my uncles and aunts. And we go every year over there. But since 2019, I haven't been able to go there because of COVID. And yeah, but this year, finally, I go there.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I guess I would ask you what food you miss, but there's probably some South American food you miss, some German food you miss. What do you miss from there, from back home where you get a little bit of it all?
I mean, from Germany, I miss the bratwurst.
Oh, it's so good.
it's very good. Especially when you go to a soccer game and then eat the bratwurst. That's that's perfect. And from Chile, I like empanadas. Empanadas con queso,
yeah,
with cheese. That's my favorite food over there.
Great food from both the cultures that are in your lives. So what have you learned to like over here? What are some of your favorite things over here?
Over here, like, also how the people are. The people are so much more open and so much nicer. And I love also the food here. The hamburgers and the fries, tacos. A lot of Mexican food is here also.
Yeah.
And I love Mexican food, so that's very good.
Your first year on the tennis team, again, there are some great upperclassmen that have won championships before and everything like that. What do you like about the older guys on the team? What can you tell me about Damien?
Damien is a great leader, I have to say. He's our off-court captain. He manages all things, like when we have a game, he plans what we are wearing the next day. And I have to say, he does a great job. The first day when I came here, I got a lot of questions, and he could help me with all of them.
That's fantastic. And finally, you're pushing towards what's going to be the conference tournament coming up in a couple of weeks. What is going on at practice in these last matches? How are you guys preparing for that conference tournament?
We are preparing very good, very well. And we're doing also some specific things for, like, individual things. If somebody wants to improve on the forehand, for example, he can train the forehand with a basket or alone with a coach. So we are trying to help everyone to get prepared for the conference as a best.
Well, best of luck to you. Thanks for spending time with us here, and thanks for coming by Camel Call Live.
Thank you.
That'll do it for our men's tennis and women's golf episode. Remember, no show next Monday, but in 2 Mondays, we go back to golf. We visit with the men's team, and we will visit with women's lacrosse. That's April 8th. But for tonight, a special thank you to our men's tennis and our women's golf team, and good luck in the upcoming conference tournaments. I'm Chris Amire saying so long. This has been Chemical Live from the county seat in downtown Lillington.